we dedicate the shrine of St. Therese. It was back in 1925, the first church dedicated to the little flower. Cardinal Doherty had a great devotion to St. Therese, himself a missionary. She's a patron of the missions. And so he started a parish in Mount Airy with just 8 families, 1 priest, because he loved St. Therese. And that church flourished for many, many years under her patronage. If anybody went to Little Flower High School, that's dedicated to her as well. St. Therese, the beautiful saint that she is, suffered with mental illness. They said in today's language it would be considered depression. And her mother died. She struggled. But she says, I found my calling. It's to love. Because love, in the end, endures. St. Therese was open to God's grace, open to what God had for her. And this statue that was in that little barn church on Upswin, Ireland, moved to a newer facility in the 50s. She came down here to North Philly. And she's here to watch over us, to pray for us, and to help us be open to growth. She found her love for the Lord. She was open. And to all those who've lost their church home, I know I have. I can't go back to my physical stuff of church, of Holy Souls. But I thank God for my memories. And for those of us who have their home space, maybe being a little more sensitive to those who realize church is not a building. It's about people. It's about love. But all the lessons you've learned. And if we get that right, then God pours out more blessings, because we cannot receive God's blessings closed hands and closed hearts and closed minds. I thank God for the shrine and all the names from all over and on that wall, reminding us of the love we're called to have for each other. What an honor today, as one of the former pastors of that wonderful church, to bless the shrine and to thank all those who worked so hard to be open to growth. Many of you could have left the church when Precious Blood closed, when St. Elizabeth closed, when St. Columba closed, when St. Therese, the list goes on and on. The church is not a building. Knock this down today. We will still rise up to worship our God someplace, because this is what church is. This is church. This is church. It's you, it's me, it's together. It's building a beloved community. It's being open, open to learning, open to growth, open to new things, to new people, new ideas. Let's not be closed. Open up your heart and your mind and your soul and recognize the blessings that God gives us today.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
That we can give those children on our bulletin today a credible witness of what church looks, because you know what? It's being done for them. If they look at us and see how we behave, because talk is nice, I ain't doing that. But no, That's my old man. It's my pop. I'm gonna do that. That's when God smiles. And I know Saint Therese, she's not on Mount Airy anymore. She's in heaven. She smiles upon us today. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. As long as I live, I will hasten to his throne.